Cornell, St. Helena, California, October 25th, 1906. Cornell. Dear brother, this morning I arose and began to write at 2 o'clock and wrote until breakfast time at 7:30. The Australian mail left this noon, and I wrote many pages to be sent to our brethren and sisters in Australia and New Zealand. Brother and sister Stephen Belden are now in Norfolk Island, and he expects something from me by every mail. For many years, with but few exceptions, I have not disappointed him. The Lord has blessed me with strength, and I praise him with heart and soul and voice. Many who know of my earnest labors are amazed that at my age I am still able to write so much. Brother Cornell, I have a message for you. You seem to be wavering whether to acknowledge the truth or to give heed to seducing spirits. But God's hand was stretched out toward you, and he was saying, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." 1 Kings 18, verse 21. No longer remain in a position of uncertainty, for unless you fully accept the messages of the Lord, you will soon take your position with those who have refused to believe the testimonies that God has given. I send you this caution: stand firmly for the truth. Your feet are not on vantage ground. You should now do all in your power to exercise a decided influence for the truth. I have been forbidden to write more to Dr. Kellogg because he misconstrues and places his own interpretations upon the testimonies. Many of the true statements he denies and is seeking to make of none effect the messages that God has sent to his people. But I have a message for you, Brother Cornell. I am instructed to say to you that it is high time for you to take your stand decidedly on the side of truth and righteousness. Why do you halt between two opinions? You should have power to discern where the light is shining and to distinguish it from darkness. How can you, my brother, cherish doubts in regard to the leading of God in our past experience? Your mind is becoming leavened by false statements that cause perplexity and doubt. When you are led by the Spirit of truth and righteousness, your discernment will be clear. The forces of good and evil are contending for your soul, and the Lord earnestly calls upon you to take your position firmly on his side. You need not enter into controversy with men, but how can you fail to discern where the true light now shines? Many warnings have been sent to Dr. Kellogg, but he has refused to receive those that were not in harmony with his own mind. Of him the words might be spoken: "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Proverbs 29, verse 1. Had he received the reproofs and the warnings that the Lord has mercifully given him, he would have humbled his heart before God. He would have been reconverted and would today stand as the Lord's chosen physician. But he seems to have made it his choice to cling to the scientific theories regarding which he has for so long time made a study. Our people cannot safely unite with him. Those who have been under his influence have lost their spiritual discernment. Brother Highland Butler has been turned aside and is lost in a maze of perplexity and doubt. He cannot discern light from darkness. Brother Rhodes has resisted the Spirit of God until he has well nigh lost his connection with the source of light. Some of the leading sanitarium physicians are under the influence of the doctor and seem unable to break the spell. There are many others, whom I will not now name, who seem to be lost in the fog of skepticism, and unless they are thoroughly converted, they will go into infidelity. And I must say to you, my brother, that you are in imminent peril of losing your soul. You may think it a light matter to remain in indecision, but the Lord does not so regard it. Some who have been warned of their dangers felt themselves so secure from deception and refused to heed the warnings of God's Spirit that would have kept them from remaining in an atmosphere that would becloud their spiritual senses. Jones was warned not to place himself under the influence of Dr. Kellogg, but he turned his ears away from the hearing of the messages that might have saved him. It is a terrible thing to remain in indecision. For Christ's sake, and for your soul's sake, I appeal to you to serve the Lord and to heed the messages of His Spirit that are given to save men from the snares of the enemy.